taken two paths in 1992 or 1993 in dealing with the new Russian Federation. Because after Yeltsin, or while Yeltsin was president, Yeltsin was not president of the Soviet Union. He was president of Russia. Then the Ukrainians split off and had their own president. And then Belarus split off and had their own country, republic, if you will. And so when the Soviet Union was dissolved, which dissolved the Warsaw Pact. Now that happened in 1989, but it wouldn't take until 1992 or so, until Bubba Clinton was elected, became president, that the events started to turn. So you could deal with Russia one or two ways. You could say, hey, we're glad the Cold War is over. Let's be friends. And we'll help you guys get up to speed on this whole what we call democracy thing. Or we could say, you guys held nukes over our heads for 40 years, and you must pay now. We're going to isolate you. We're going to do all that we can do to crush you economically and spiritually from now on. And that pretty much is what happened and what is happening. Here's the most interesting part that Posner reveals in this interview. You ready? He quotes the document that was written by them Congressman Dick Cheney. They leaked it out to the New Tenochtitlan Times. The story ran of the Cheney Doctrine, and it was so radical, bellicose, and offensive that the Times even had to write an editorial about it. And then the Russians, of course, Yeltsin responded with a furious phone call demanding to talk to then-President Bush. Of course, Bush denied all this and it wasn't going on, and they quietly stuck the Cheney Doctrine under the rug. But when Bush and Cheney were elected, Cheney passed the doctrine, the document basically, the plan, off to Bush 43, and it became known as what you call today as the Bush Doctrine. I just wanted to give you a little history on this. And Vladimir Posner tells this tale, and he also tells that after September the 11th, 2001, that Putin actually called Bush and said, Russia is here to help. What can we do? And Bush basically hung up on him. Basically pulled a Patton. You tell him I don't need no help from some knower. Stinking Russian son of a bitch. Remember that in the movie Patton when they were sitting at the table and supposedly Stalin or whoever says something to Patton and George C. Scott playing Patton delivers a, you tell him. Well, that's basically what Bush told Putin. Go to hell. You're the enemy. You'll never be an ally of ours. And thus it begins. So the escalation that we find ourselves in today is primarily the fault of, or was at least instigated by, there can be no doubt now, American neocon foreign policy. Now, none of that matters now, because now we got a shooting war on the table here. Regime leader Biden did everything he could last night to encourage all the world to wage economic and financial war against the Russians. These idiots are going to bring famine and malaise to the entire planet with this plan. You know who's not going to starve? Do you know who's not going to be punished or is not going to have to endure or suffer any of the repercussions of this? Take a guess. The Chinese. The Chinese, Biden is basically telling Putin, and so is the rest of the idiotic, we should totally expect this though, idiotic Western world, make your alliances with the Chinese. You're out of our club. Even if you leave Ukraine right now, you're kicked out. Now we get to see the end effect of four generations of raising bellicose, neocon, ill-educated, demonically inspired idiots and putting them in control. Now you're going to get to see the payoff of that. And it ain't going to be pretty. John Daniel Davidson has this at thefederalist.com. Reckless neocons want escalation with Russia in order to regain control of the GOP. By the by, the Russians are still, and if the Russian army wanted to, they could take Kyiv out and cause massive damage and senseless killing of civilian populations right now if they wanted to. So this entire, they're escalating. Well, I guess they invaded and they still have designs on making Ukraine a neutral country and not allowing the West, that's us, the Germans, Krauts, and the English, and all the other idiots, to put, as a matter of fact, Zelensky's out there yesterday pleading, please admit us into NATO. You can't have Ukraine in NATO. It violates the freaking treaty, and it violates the promises. But that's another thing Vladimir Posner says, that there are documents. You said there are transcripted recordings of the phone call between Gorbachev and Bush 39 that say, or Bush 41 rather, that say that NATO will not advance one inch towards Russia. He said there's not one, but there's two transcripts. There are two phone calls, and two separate cabinet officials told Gorbachev that. Let me tell you what else is going on. Remember yesterday I talked to you about Maersk, the Danish shipping company? Which was the first big one to go like, we're not going to ship anything to the Russians. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out of Russia in Maersk shipping containers. Well, this is interesting. If we go to the World Economic Forum and we look under World Economic Forum official partners, guess who is the official shipping partner of Klaus Schwab and the boys? Yep. AP Møller Maersk. And I was right, they are a Danish company. Here's the link right here. Why do we keep mentioning this group called the World Economic Forum? How do they keep creeping their way into all our discussions? When the thing in Canada was going on, it was all about the World Economic Forum and Trudeau and Freeland. Now here we find out that Maersk is an official shipping partner of the World Economic Forum. You want another one? No, you don't even want to hear this one. This is a February 23rd, 2022 piece at Hemmer Reuters. Deutsche Telekom to build global COVID vaccine verification app for the WHO. WHO. This app will not only record your coronadoom vaccination so you can show it to the world on your digital passport, it'll also have all your other vaccinations on it. QR code-based software solution will be used for other vaccinations as well, such as polio, yellow fever, T-System said in a statement on Wednesday, adding the WHO would support its 194 member states in building national and regional verification technology. You want to read that one here? It's in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat as well. Long story short, the Great Reset, the new normal, the new world order, whatever you want to call it, is in full swing. It's been launched. Hey, you want another one? Gosh, there's so many. This one is from Zero Hedge. This is, I guess I didn't print that one either. Been a hectic morning here. The market is starting to fail. Buyers balk at Russian oil purchases despite record discounts and sanctioned carve-outs. Someone was in the chat room earlier saying, there's nothing to worry here. Come on, the Russians, we buy a lot of Russian oil. Everybody buys Russian oil. Not anymore. Not anymore. The story basically goes on to say that the Russians can't even give their oil away. Russian Ural, U-R-A-L, Ural crude yesterday, which is Russian crude, started about the same price as Brent crude yesterday and dropped 20% in an hour. 20% in an hour. As U.S. and other refineries said, yeah, we're not taking any futures on Ruski oil. The self-imposed embargo, this is from the story at Zero Hedge, the self-imposed embargo, which has effectively halted a majority of Russian oil shipments, threatened to drive up energy prices globally by removing a gusher of oil from a market that was already tight even before the Ruski invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia, waging war and in need of revenue with its financial system in turmoil, is taking extreme steps to convince companies to buy its most precious commodity. In other words, they're dropping the price, going like, dude, we'll give it to you for $80 a barrel. Okay, that won't work. We'll give it to you for $60. Watch what happens today. We'll give it to you for $60 a barrel. If this continues for any amount of time, people are going to start freezing to death because the Europeans don't have any oil. I don't see any of these stories in the pile of prep, but I know they happen. There's another one from UNZ, U-N-Z, .com. Oh, I know that one's in there. Follow the money, how Russia will bypass Western economic warfare. Let me just give you the money shot of this, because, again, it's going to be an abbreviated hour because we're going to Ash Wednesday Mass. Mr. Barrett's going to take over. But then we'll be back to complete Wisdom Wednesday. So this guy that writes this order, he writes under a pen name, Pepe Escobar, talking about the NATO sanctions. And look, Biden last night foolishly said, we're going to basically shut down Russia's central bank. I'm going like, you're not going to shut down. Can you imagine what we would say if Putin were to go on international television, give a state of the Russian Federation and say, "Nyet, Russia's going to shut down Imperial U.S. central bank." We would say that is a what? Act of war. Biden said it. Reckless and irresponsible. While Pelosi sat there all drunk on some spirit. And Kamala Harris looked like she was playing Tetris with a phone that was sitting in her lap. Biden's out there starting World War III. So Pepe Escobar, to get the hang of how these NATO sanctions will, quote, ruin Russia, I asked the succinct analysis of one of the most competent economic minds on the planet, Michael Hudson, author, among others, of a revised edition of the must-read Super Imperialism, The Economic Strategy of the American Empire. Hudson remarked how he, quote, simply numbed over the near atomic escalation of the U.S. on the confiscation of Russian reserves and cutoff from SWIFT. The main point is, quote, it will take some time for Russia to put in a new system with China. The result will end dollarization for good. As countries threatened with demography or displaying diplomatic independence will be afraid to use U.S. banks, close quote. This, Hudson says, leads us to, quote, the great question whether Europe and the dollar bloc can buy Russian raw materials, cobalt, palladium, etc., and whether China will join Russia in a minerals boycott. Close quote. Hudson is adamant that Russia's central bank, of course, has foreign bank assets in order to intervene in exchange markets to defend its currency from fluctuations. The ruble has plunged. There will be new exchange rates. Yet it's up to Russia to decide whether it's to sell its wheat to West Asia that needs it, or to stop selling gas to Europe via Ukraine. So that now that the U.S. can grab it. Do you see where all this is leading? You're going to draw this giant circle around Russia, and you're going to corner it. What sits on Russia's southeastern borders? China. You're going to drive the two largest countries in the world, you're going to drive them into an unhealthy, heaven forfend, Putin should even entertain the idea of resorting or reverting back to some form of communism to placate G. And now you have the makings of a truly global Zeitgeist that could easily wipe the United States from the face of the freaking planet. Congratulations, neocon. What a great foreign policy idea this is. And these guys think that they're just playing with little stratego or risk pieces on a board. Something else Vladimir Posner said in that video, I'm going to play you some clips from when we come back. He also said most people don't realize just how close we are to a nuclear shooting war. John Daniel Davidson says in his piece that there are members of Congress that are out there like Adam Kinzinger out there going like, we could take the Russians on, we have nukes. You know, remember when Biden came out and said about all of us that what are you going to do? You have a bunch of shotguns and this and that and the other. If you want to take on America, if you want to do this or the other, you're going to need, what did he say? You're going to need tanks, super high-tech jet fighters, and what else? Nukes.